Welcome to Royal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Pat Kelly. Batting second. The DH, Ken Henderson. Batting third. The first baseman, Tony Muser. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Carlos May. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Jorge Horta. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ed Hermann. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Buddy Bradford. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Eddie Leon. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Wilbur Wood. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Freddie Patek. Batting second. The second baseman, Cookie Rojas. Batting third. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting fourth. The first baseman, John Mayberry. Batting fifth. The DH, Rick Reichardt. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Lou Piniella. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Hal McRae. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Kurt Bevacqua. Batting ninth. The catcher, Fran Healy. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Dick Drago. And now, play ball. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson takes first base on ball four. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Muser for the out. Henderson moves to second. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Patek. The throw from Hermann and he is safe. Patek steals second. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas hits a ball on the ground towards first. Muser scoops it up and throws to first, with Wood covering, for the out. Patek moves to third. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis takes first base on ball four. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Horta fields it and throws to second for the out. Patek scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Royals. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mayberry moves to second. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Royals 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Orta. The throw from Healy and he is out, Patek applying the tag. Two outs. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann hits a fly ball into center field. Orta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Kurt Bevacqua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bevacqua hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Orta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fran Healy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Healy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford hits a fly ball into right field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 1 in the game. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Drago fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Patek hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 0 for 1 in the game. Rojas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Leon fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Leon fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Mayberry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Otis moves to third. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Reichardt hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wood fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Henderson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Otis. Henderson reaches second base with a double. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser is 0 for 1 in the game. Muser strikes out. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 1 in the game. Melton hits a fly ball into right field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Henderson moves to third. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May takes first base on ball 4. Jorge Orta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orta is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Orta hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 1, and the White Sox nothing. the Royals will come to bat. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 0 for 1 in the game. Piniella strikes out. 1 out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 1 in the game. McRae hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Muser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Kurt Bebakwa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bebakwa is 0 for 1 in the game. Bebakwa hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0 for 1 in the game. Hermann hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0 for 1 in the game. Bradford takes first base on ball 4. Hermann moves to second. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Leon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry fields it and throws to second for the out. Hermann moves to third. 1 out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 2 in the game. Kelly takes first base on ball 4. Leon moves to second. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Henderson hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hermann tags and scores. Leon tags and moves to third. 2 outs. It's White Sox, 1, Royals, 1. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser is 0 for 2 in the game. Muser hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Drago fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Fran Healy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Healy is 0 for 1 in the game. Healy hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of May. Healy reaches second base with a double. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Patek bunts towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. Healy moves to third. 1 out. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 0 for 2 in the game. Rojas hits a fly ball into center field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Healy tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 2-1, Royals. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Otis takes first base on ball 4. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Mayberry takes first base on ball 4. Otis moves to second. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Otis. The throw from Hermann and he is out, Melton applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 2 in the game. Melton hits a line drive towards third. Bebakwa reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. May hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Horta hits a fly ball into left field. Piniella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox 1. The Royals will come to bat. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Reichardt hits a line drive towards third. Melton reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 0-for-2 in the game. Piniella is called out on strikes. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-2 in the game. McRae hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hermann hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of McRae. Hermann reaches second base with a double. Joe Keough pinch runs for Ed Hermann. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bradford takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Leon hits a ball on the ground for an out. Bradford moves to third. Leon moves to second. One out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kelly hits a fly ball into left field. Piniella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Henderson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-2, White Sox. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser is 0-for-3 in the game. Muser hits a pop-up towards third. Babacqua settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Chuck Brinkman now catching. Cy Acosta now pitching. Kurt Babacqua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Babacqua is 0-for-2 in the game. Babacqua hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Acosta fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Fran Healy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Healy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Healy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Leon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Freddy Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Patek hits a fly ball into center field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Royals 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-3 in the game. Melton takes first base on ball 4. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. May hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Melton moves to third. Steve Mingori now pitching. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Horta hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas fields it and throws to second for the out. Melton scores. One out. It's 5-2, White Sox. Chuck Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman hits a fly ball into left field. Piniella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Bradford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Babacqua fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Orta moves to second. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Healy fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Healy. Mayberry throws it away. That's an error on Mayberry. Orta scores. Bradford moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 6-2, White Sox. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Leon takes first base on ball 4. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Healy fires to third and picks off Bradford. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Rojas hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Melton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Otis takes first base on ball 4. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Mayberry hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 6-4, White Sox. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Reichardt hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Melton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 0-for-3 in the game. Piniella hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Orta settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Royals 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Kelly hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kelly. The throw from Healy and he is safe. Kelly steals second. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 4 RBIs. Henderson strikes out. One out. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser is 0-for-4 in the game. Muser hits a ball on the ground towards third. Babacqua juggles the ball. That's an error on Babacqua. Kelly scores. Muser moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 7-4, White Sox. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Melton is walked intentionally. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. May hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Babacqua settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jorge Orta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orta is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. he's got one RBI. Orta hits a fly ball into right field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Royals 4. The Royals will come to bat. Steve Hovley pinch hits for Hal McRae. Steve Hovley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hovley strikes out. One out. Kurt Bevacqua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bevacqua is 0 for 3 in the game. Bevacqua hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fran Healy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Healy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Healy takes first base on ball 4. Gale Hopkins pinch hits for Freddie Patek. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 7, and Kansas City Royals, 4. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.